In November, Justin Trudeau was sworn in as Prime Minister of Canada after defeating Stephen Harper in a surprise landslide. Relations between the U.S. and the former Canadian leader had been lukewarm, and cross-border visits by the heads of state were rare. But that may be changing. Prime Minister Trudeau will travel to Washington this week for a state visit. Former North Country New York Congressman Bill Owens was co-chair of the Congressional Northern Border Caucus while in office. He currently is an advisor on cross-border commerce and policy. Owens, who will attend the opening reception for Trudeau in Washington, discusses the importance of the visit.
I think that President Obama recognizes the importance of the change in administration in Canada, the importance of Canada to the United States, both as a trading partner, but also as an ally. And certainly we know from our area how important the Canadian visitors are and Canadian businesses. So I'm very pleased, and I think it really reflects the president's and the administration's view of the importance of Canada. You might say, well, why did this not happen before, particularly with Mr. Harper? And I think the reason is that both Mr. Harper and the president are not necessarily gregarious people. And so I'm not sure that someone didn't need to break the ice. And I think Justin Trudeau is a younger fellow, has a friendlier, easygoing personality. I think that'll be very helpful in these conversations.
Do you think it's more personality, or is it the policies are meshing better with the new government of Canada?
No. For instance, Mr. Trudeau is in favor of the Keystone Pipeline. Mr. Harper was in favor of the Keystone Pipeline. Probably if there was one irritant in the last 5 or 6 years in our relationship, that would probably have to be ranked number one. I think it is simply just one of those things that happens in every relationship. You have some people who you interact with better than others. And I think that Mr. Trudeau is, I'm going to say, a center-left member of Parliament, and obviously the Prime Minister. So I think philosophically they're probably more closely aligned, but I don't think that that actually impacts the relationship as much as it's purely an opportunity because of personalities.
What issues should be and really need to be discussed between the two countries' leaders?
Well, Keystone, I think, is important that that dialogue continue, even though the president has taken a position. I think the implementation of the various agreements beyond the border, preclearance, that greatly impact and could positively impact the northern border are important. I think they need to clear up once and for all that we don't need a wall. There's a lot of trade issues. We have a lot of international issues where the Canadians have been very supportive in the Middle East. I think it's important to thank them for those activities. I think we need to focus on security on the northern border. I think we do a good job of exchanging information and working together, but that can always be not necessarily improved on, but I think it can be strengthened. So I think there's a lot of great things that can come out of this. I think it'll be a very positive meeting. I'm actually going to have the opportunity to attend the opening ceremony at the White House this coming Thursday morning.
One of the things that I noticed in the 60 Minutes interview with Justin Trudeau on Sunday, and they pretty much ended the interview with his comments about the U.S. needs to look beyond its border, be more aware of other global countries, be aware that Canada is your northern neighbor. Do you think his visiting Washington will open the eyes not just of the president, but the rest of Congress, that there is a country to its north that is the U.S.'s largest trading partner?
I do think that that's an important element of this. I don't think that there's a lot of recognition of the existence of Canada, of the idea that Canada is our largest trading partner. It has been an incredibly loyal ally in numerous wars, is a major, major contributor to our security because of the exchange of information that we have with the Canadian government. So I think this is an important, if you will, demonstration to members of Congress that we do have this important relationship. We need to foster it and we need to pay attention to it.
Have you met Justin Trudeau?
I haven't as yet, but I hope to do that Thursday morning.
During this first visit by a Canadian prime minister to Washington in two decades, Justin Trudeau's schedule includes attending a state dinner Thursday at the White House. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.